you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
People everywhere yearn for the freedom to think critically and independently and to make decisions in their own interests and in the interests of their communities. The spread of fake news, fabricated clickbait, and propaganda make it harder than ever to know who to trust. Fake media outlets, hackers, and trolls strive for the spread of misinformation across all platforms, and fake media outlets may appear to be trustworthy at first glance, so it's difficult to distinguish between real information and fake news. People are put at great risk believing any false medical, political, nutritional, or financial stories put out by these fake media outlets. Practicing media literacy will enable you to track the source from which any story has been released, find missing details, and stop questionable sources in their tracks by refusing to share their content. Think critically and be a media justice advocate. From your media savvy DJs at WRUV FM.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is currently 1 p.m. on Thursday, February 5th. And you are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Daze, and this is the Daisy Chain. Apologies for the late start, but I'm here now. Today we have a very special show. We're going to take it back in time. We're going to go back to 2017, 2018, and listen to some bedroom pop and some dream pop back when it was just starting out. We're going to start off with the classic, the girl we all know and love, Claro. Before she was very famous, she was just a girl in her bedroom. She was making fun little songs with the equipment that was available for her, and she started a movement, or at least that is the popular story, but we'll get into that later. We're going to listen to Pretty Girl by Claro. After that, we'll hear Mac DeMarco, Bane's World, The Marías, and more. Check it out.
How you feel? side, simply being alive's been robbed. No, she won't be gone forever. There are many times I find it feels that way. Trying to forget her, just understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time.
Thank you.
Welcome back. We just heard You Say I'm in Love by Bane's World. Before that was For the First Time by Mac DeMarco, and we started off with Pretty Girl by Claro. You are listening to The Daisy Chain on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We, like I said before, are taking it back in time to 2017-2018 Dream Pop era. It was a great time, and I'm excited to share it with you now. We are going to talk a little bit about Claro. She is one of the pioneers of this bedroom pop genre. She was huge back in the day, even though, you know, she might have not been that popular in the mainstream scene. She was very big in the alternative scene. But there was controversy because people were getting very upset that the public was pointing to her as the beginning of this genre. At the same time, there was a girl named Charlotte Ercole. She went by the name Charles. That was her artist name. And she had a very, very similar song to Pretty Girl by Claro called Nun Lover. That beginning sort of metronome sound, the three ticks, was exactly the same. So very quickly, people started to point to Claro as the one who ripped off Nun Lover by Charles, and then got more popular than Charles for it. So there was a lot of controversy at the time, and it was sort of like, are you on Team Claro or are you on Team Charles? It was very divisive. And eventually, as Claro started to pick up more traction and get more popular, people were upset that she was selling out, which then led into the whole controversy about maybe whether or not her dad works in the music industry. So it was very messy at the time, but in reality, they were just two girls, again, in their bedroom doing the best they could. I don't have the answer to if she ripped it off or not. You can use your own judgment. I would play it for you now, but Nun Lover is pretty buried in the internet, but I'm sure you can search it up on YouTube or something like that. Up next, we have three songs that have dream or dreams in the name. I realized that as I was pulling these songs together. We have Only in My Dreams by the Marías, then Saw You in a Dream by the Japanese House, and then we'll do Dreams Tonight by Always. We're going to start off with the Marías, who were very popular back in the day, but have started to go mainstream now and just performed at the Grammys, which is really exciting. So it's always great to see people grow in that way. All right, let's check it out. Only in My Dreams, the Marías.
Tonight I see.
Dreams Tonight by Always. Before that, we heard Saw You in a Dream by the Japanese House, and we started off with Only in My Dreams by the Marías, who recently performed at the Grammys, which is really exciting. Up next, we are going to slow it down a little bit, but before, let's hear a message. It's that special time of year when Burlington is covered in a blanket of snow, which means the next time it starts coming down, try to get outside. Make snow angels, try to catch snowflakes on your tongue, all of that fun stuff. If you can't frolic in the snow yourself, consider sitting by the window with some hot chocolate and taking in the beauty from the coziness of your home. Vermont is one of the best places in the world to appreciate this magic weather, so try to take it all in before it melts and becomes slush. This is a message from your wintry DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM. Burlington. All right, we're gonna get a little bit more emotional now. I was scrolling on social media the other day and I saw a girl pose a question, which was, is there a song that when you think of it, your stomach just sort of drops from the nostalgia, or maybe you sort of associate it with a rough time or something bad that happened? And when I thought about it, I thought of this song that I'm gonna play. And the reason for that is because a few years after it came out, in 2019, the band Hers is the name, they tragically passed away in a drunk driving accident that was not their fault when they were on the way to a show of theirs. I remember when the news broke about this, everyone was just devastated. It was horrible, and it was so tragic because the sound that they were existing in, the sort of bedroom pop, dream pop, era was very fun and very creative and upbeat, and it was sort of tainted by this really dark event that happened, and it took a while for people to sort of come to terms with that. And with this song that I'm going to play, it's called What Once Was, and it is originally about nostalgia, and now with this event that had happened, it took on a whole new meaning. It became a lot deeper and more emotional for people, so I think that's why people really resonate with it in a way that's a lot deeper than was originally intended. But the band Hers, they were incredible, very, very talented UK band. They were up and coming. They were very popular at the time, but were definitely not at their peak. So it's sad that they were cut off so early in their careers. They were 24 and 25 years old. But we're going to listen to What Once Was by the band Hers. Again, this came out a few years before they passed, and it's a beautiful song, so I encourage you to listen closely and take it all in and just remember their memory. Let's check it out. Thank you.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Daisy Chain on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We are listening to 2017 and 2018 era bedroom and dream pop. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I'm loving it, of course. I love a good throwback. And don't worry, we're going to listen to new music at the end, of course, in classic WRUV fashion. One of my favorite things about this time was the collaborations that came out of it. So many people got together because they weren't really burdened by their popularity and their busy schedules and things like that. They were able to just collab and have fun and create art. And one of my favorite collabs is a song called Drown by Kuko and Claro. Kuko is an artist who, like the Marías, sang in a different language sometime. His was Spanish, so he would do songs with both English and Spanish and sometimes Spanglish, which was really, really fun. I love his music. Let's check it out. This is Drowned by Kuko and Claro. And if you want to go on YouTube, there is a really fun video that the two of them did, a sort of behind the scenes of how this song came together. And it's really fun visuals. And at that point, they were out of the bedroom and into the recording studio. So it's a really fun watch. Let's check it out.
But I cannot find that si no estás aquí conmigo. Don't know what you're doing and I don't know who you're with. En ruina reina siento yo que me quedé. Con mis esperanzas falsas casi siento que me matan. Regresa conmigo amor, where did we go?
Free me from all the Ready.
right, that was Ready Problems by Boy Pablo. I think it's such an emotional and really beautiful song. Makes me want to scream it out loud in the car. Before that was Peach Pit by Peach Pit, who actually performed here, I believe it was last year, at Springfest, which was super fun. And before that was Drown by Cuco and Claro. Right now, we are going to step back in our time machine and come all the way back to the present. We're going to finish off the last few minutes of the show with new music, which is really exciting. But I hope you enjoyed the throwback and the nostalgia. If you were into this kind of music at the time, I hope it was nice to sort of get back into the swing of it. And if you were just introduced to it, I hope you go check it out more. There's a lot of fun stuff. Plenty of people have brought a bunch of the songs together online, so definitely check them out. Super fun. Up first, we are going to listen to Dead End by Snail Mail. Snail Mail was actually quite popular at the time as well. Their most popular album came out in 2018, which is really exciting. But now they have a new album out, and this song is very beautiful, so I thought we would start off with it. Again, Dead End by Snail Mail. After this, we'll hear Soft Cult and Trembler. Check it out.
Can you even look me in my eyes?
right, that was Wilt by Trembler. That was a new song from them. Before that was Queen of Nothing by Softcult off of their new album, When a Flower Doesn't Grow. And before that was Dead End by Snail Mail. That is also a new single from them. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so, so much for tuning in today. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Again, we listened to Dream Pop and Bedroom Pop from 2017 and 2018, and then we finished it off with new music at the end. Please join me next week, Thursdays 1 to 2. I will be back with more regularly scheduled programming, but if there's any sort of special genres that you want me to check out within the overarching umbrella of Dream Pop and Shoegaze, I would love to hear it, and I would love to play it for you, so let me know. In the meantime, have a great week, and stay tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Have a good one.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're gonna get started.